I have a quick favor to ask. We've noticed less than 25% of listeners on this podcast are subscribed to the show. The simplest way you can help us this year is by tapping the follow button on the app that you're listening to the show on right now. It's free, it's straightforward, and it's incredibly impactful. As we strive to elevate every aspect of our show in 2024, your follow will allow us to attract even more highly acclaimed guests. Thank you so much. Your support means the world to us.
So we've got the basic responsibility. Is that mine? Like, do I, and running a list, as we all know, the RADs, we're conscious of, oh, what? And writing it, it's like, and then we can clarify and define and whatever. But then in comes personal responsibility. And part of my awareness is I see inside the body. I'm not clairvoyant, psychic, or medium. I just see inside the body and I integrate my nursing. And I explained that each body part holds these emotions. So responsibility to in the shoulders. And you hear people, just my shoulders are weighed down with the responsibility, because it's held there. But then there's another part right here on my pamela that's called the thymus gland. It's our immune system. And in that area is self-responsibility. Self-responsibility is the only thing I'm responsible for is me. And so if I give my client Gertrude, I've given her the program. I've given her support. I've given her maybe an extra little gift of another week for free or something. And she still doesn't take action or she doesn't get the results. One, is that me trying to be responsible and over parent and over give and whatever? I need to take self-responsibility and go, I did give her that thing, but all I've got to do is give her that one product, program, whatever it is, give her that one thing. That's it. That's self-responsibility. Just do that. Because if I don't, what is the knock-on effect back to me? And then we can go into, oh my gosh, I've gone back into people-pleasing and I learned that from my mom and I need to be accepted or keep busy and that's a sign of guilt or, you know, as we all do as coaches and self-analyze
stuff.
But it's like self-responsibility is, here's the thing. They are so able. They are so able, just like me. Are they subconsciously not wanting to be abled? Are they subconsciously wanting to still be in a disabled position? It's not my, or take it from responsibility, not my job to fix or to alter or anything. If they're still in that place, is it self-responsibility? Is it my own story that if I was in that position and I got what I gave, I would have taken it? Stop, self-responsible. I offered that. They took it. They didn't go through with it. No problems. That's okay. I can, if they said, oh, is there anything else? I can then say, well, I've got this other package here, if you'd like, if it's a match, if in self-responsibility, it's like, and we do have clients that are challenging for us. There's too much for me and my self-responsibility care. So that's the next level. And I have in self-responsibility gone, no, had someone for 12 months, and after 12 months of mentoring, it's called the Genius Program because I'm Jean. Get it? Genius.
Oh,
program.
Very good. But
it just got to, and I'm aligning it with sacred geometry and each of the months and whatever. And each time she just kept going into not taking responsibility. It got to the end of the year of December and I just sent an email of, I'm not able to support you. The flick back, you didn't take your responsibility. No, I did. It's actually not healthy for me to keep looking after her because she was draining me. So that's self-responsibility.
Yeah.
Even though, or in July, I always take the month off. You can pay me $5 million, $20 million. The answer is no.
Yeah.
I have the months off. That's self-responsibility. It's like, no, I'm not. My boundaries say, I need this space. This is what I need. So that's the extent of responsibility.
Totally. And another part, a small part of that is it's us forcing what we think the results should be.
Yeah. Well, forcing slash encouragement slash enthusiasm slash like,
yeah,
aren't they all I think really
it's,
the same?
Yeah, I guess it's, well, I think you should be getting these results. But what happens if that person's not getting that result you think they should be getting, but they're getting something else from it?
Then that comes into self-responsibility. What are my expectations that I think Gertrude will get this, but she actually got that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
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 Love it. So responsibility, freedom are very big pieces. As business owners, what are some of the ways that you would encourage or have ideas for people to look at to bring freedom in, that, you know, this big idea of freedom, because freedom's a big word. You know, we always are like, yeah, we want more freedom. But like, if we were going to really bring it in, what are some of the areas that you suggest that that people could look into?
Straight away, when I'm teaching this one to corporate world of how to manifest, I always say, set your personal goals first. Mm-hmm. Even though it's business, you must set your goals first for your personal life. Have you booked one holiday a month? Now, that could be just staying at home and mowing the garden and mowing the lawn. So look after you first. What's your why? Go back to your why. Because in business, we would have started, like someone that I was mentoring this morning, he started his business creating kitchens because he saw when the building industry was like booming in Queensland, there was a company he worked for that was charging humongous price for really crappy work. And he went, and he's quite humanitarian. He said, it's just not on. So he ventured out, created our own business, and he said, no, like, yes, I need to make a profit and be responsible because I've got family, but I can't do that. Can't. And so in the self-responsibility, now I got myself sidetracked because I was sharing the story. What was the question again?
The question was areas that we can look at for freedom.
Well, yeah. So freedom, what happened was he ran so much with excitement and the team that he got that he was working every day. He actually felt freedom. He actually felt free because he likes to get a goal and see a result. Now he pops into the business once a week because he has managers.
Is it?
But he had freedom by being there all the time, whatever, till he burned himself out. Take responsibility, to take action, because that's the next thing. What's the action that you personally, only personally can we work out what can we do? He went, I didn't set up the business to be there every day. I set it up because of that original why. Now I want to have freedom, which is serve every day, pop in when I want to. So I was working out, again, do I need those responsibilities? What's freedom to me? So freedom for him originally was work every day, long hours, get the production out, whatever, until he burned himself out. So it's really questioning a very personal thing of what gives me freedom. And then where am I over responsible? And looking at the food, okay, that can go. That would make me free. I can implement that. That would get. So it's actually a personal thing. That's why I'm doing the two lists, being really conscious of them, would probably be that people get to answer their own question of what can we do? What's the action? I only know for me. You only know for you. And then you might hear from other people. What do? I have four VAs. I have a bookkeeper. You know, why? I love numbers. I don't want to work them out for the business. Then I have an accountant. Can you make it look all pretty? Can you make sure it's all right? I have a masseuse that massages me once a month. That's freedom because then I can be a vegetable on the bed and just I'm giving, giving, giving. I just got to receive. So, yeah, it's working out what do I need to do, but always personal first, always. Responsibilities have you got at home? Mind the breadwinner, I've got a thing, I've got it, because that's a knock-on effect to the business. Mm. And then they don't set the boundaries and they overwork and whatever.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And I think that it's the to me, like what is freedom to me, that's the actual magic piece. Because I'm sure I'm not the only one in the world that has done this, seen other people doing things that really light them up and then trying it and going, oh, that wasn't my thing. Yay, I achieved it, but I don't feel great for it. It didn't light me up.
Yeah, and that it's always a personal journey. And that's why I said for me, VAs, whereas I've had clients of business that have had VAs and got frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have an in-person PA before 2020. It was great. I went, oh my gosh, I'm under a coat. I do. I actually get to go out for an outing once a day, one day a week. I get to go to the post office. I get to go to the banking. I get to go to stationery shopping. That's actually freedom because I get off technology.
Yes.
So it's always looking at which is personal responsibility, but we're told that is so selfish. No, it's not.
No.
It's personal responsibility. I have to do this for me.
For people that are listening and you want to give them one lasting piece in regards to the energy of 2024 or anything to do with sacred geometry, that's just going to have them walking away going, that's exactly what I needed to hear. What is it?
Ask the question, am I responsible for this? Will it give me freedom? That's it.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.